Last Wednesday, May 8th, was one of Township's community closeness as 244 attended the special last evening of the six-week-long spring session of courses with Memphamagog Community Learning Center. Also in attendance was Bishop's University Department of Psychology Cluster, who had given lectures on health and wellness as part of the community school adult evening classes. The festivities involved a tasty catered Chinese food buffet, tons of shows, yoga, music, songs, and Aaron Patella as MC, who kept things rolling in a lively manner. The Eastern Township School Board Community Learning Center chose to send 48 Community Learning Center people, principals from all over Quebec, so they could check out how it all has been done. They sat in some of the courses, and here's a little bit of what went on that evening. First of all, listen into what Christine Hodge had to say, who attended the lectures on health and wellness as part of the community school adult evening classes.
It's a health and well-being research cluster, and the head of it is Dr. Fuchsia Sirwa. And these are all psychology professors. The first week was self-compassion and gratitude implications for health and well-being, and that was offered by Fuchsia Sirwa, and she's the head of the health and well-being research cluster. The second week was nutritional supplementation and cognitive well-being, and that was given by Dr. Walter Marcantoni. The third week was pain in the brain, and it's the role of psychology in understanding and managing physical pain, and the professor was Laura Mitchell. The next week was the benefits of giving and receiving autonomy support for health and well-being. That was Lisa Mask. And does exercise affect health and well-being? And that was Dr. Stuart McKelvey. Now, tonight we're doing the last one, and that's called The Perfect Time, all about procrastination and perfectionism. And again, it's Dr. Fuchsia Sirwa tonight.
Okay, so I know that you haven't had the last one as of yet, but can you tell me so far which has been your favorite one?
Probably the one I liked the best was the nutritional supplementation and cognitive well-being.
Why?
Well, because it pertained to people in my age group.
Okay.
And it basically told you exactly how what you eat affects your brain and your physical well-being and that. So it was very, very interesting.
Thank you, Christine. Now moving on to the music course and then the basket weaving course.
We have three verses.
You have three verses. So this is what you've been doing for the whole course is writing this song?
Inside or just like 10 minutes.
Inside
10 minutes.
We started at 6:30, so that's been our course so far.
Okay. And who's the teacher?
These volunteers, community volunteers.
So how's it been going for this course?
It's been going well.
Yeah. How many did you have here?
I only had four this time, and Linda's downstairs making food. So we're getting together next week to finish hers up. But so I've got three, and they made the couch potato, as you see there. And then now they're making a clothespin basket.
All right. So it's been a good, productive session.
It has.
Good.
It's been working well.
In the cooking class, we found some of the members of the 48 Community Learning Center people principals from all over Quebec who attended the special event to check out how it has all been done so successfully.
Well, there are several models, but this one is one that is very successful. So we decided we're so close that we're coming to visit.
There's a lot of people around here that have talents.
How many different sessions are running normally
One in the spring, one in the fall.
That's a good problem.
And is it one night a week or two, or how does it? It's just the one night.
Yeah, because if you eat more than that, then stay fun.
So is this one of your last evenings together?
This is the last. Yes, that's why there's no cooking paraphernalia. We also spent one night myself with a laptop, with the recipes, and just going over different recipes.
One night we can cook anything.
I said, sorry guys, I haven't cooked anything. This is it. We're going to do this. But you know what? Honestly, the laptop can be your most useful tool. It's tough when you're not in your own kitchen. Like I know the chef who did the cooking took them elsewhere, but I find that this has to be part of, if it's community, it should be here in the school. In my opinion, it should be in the school. It would have been so much easier to have it in my home because I'm there, everything's there. It's like pull up a stool, sit here, you know, because I whip around in my kitchen. But if it's going to be part of the community learning center, it should be at the school. But I think as a teacher, it's not just to teach them cooking, it's to get to know the people you're talking with. It is a community thing, and I think it should not just be a teaching thing. It should be, if you get the chance to touch somebody else's life, they can touch yours back as well. And I think that's the most important thing.
Why do you think it's important to bring the community into the school?
If I could say something, it's I'm a native-speaking person, and I think it's a way to just get the community together. And even though we have Spanish classes here, we have English classes, we have French classes, and everybody meets downstairs, and Italian, para francés, español, italiano, we all try to get along.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a good thing we learned. I took beekeeping course.
Oh, wow.
Dan took beekeeping course.
Huh.
And I lost 50 bees this winter, but I had up for 10 hives. And extracted 600 pounds of honey last year. We learned it here.
I think it's important to know that we're never too old to learn. And you can always learn something.
Yes.
And as doing this, you're being role model for the kids that come to school. See the pictures up on the board of the adult students. If there could be a little more interaction with the kids, would even be better. I know the BAT projects, where the adults came in and worked with the kids on the BAT projects. The kids appreciate it. I've done quilting projects. All the quilts that you see hanging in the school, I worked with one of the teachers here, and I brought in my mother, my aunt, and a lot of other senior ladies, and it is amazing how the students react to the senior citizens. They're never, ever disrespectful. And honestly, they will sit and tell them their life stories to those without being asked. It is amazing to see that connection. That's one thing I'd like to see more of, is to have that interaction between. But this is the start. This is the place. And, you know, the kids, they do. They go by the front board. They see all the CLC stuff there. The kids, when I came in to check for stuff that was in the kitchen, oh, it's your cooking class tonight. I wish I could come. You know what? She's in grade 6. It's too bad she can't. You know why she isn't here? Because she can learn to cook as well. And it's a way to see the two groups. That might be something else that could be added to it too, is to have some of the students as well involved.
There is one of the community learning center that does that. It's they use international cooking, and they get their grandparents, parents, and kids to come and cook. And it was like a success also, and she had like 3 times the registration she was expecting the first night she did it. So,
because, you know, we have the pie making.
Family cooking.
We have the pie making project that our French teacher who passed away with cancer started, and it still continued through Dominic in the daycare. And it is amazing to see the kids love this. And you put them with an adult, especially a senior citizen, a grandparent. It is amazing how they respond to that. You would think a lot of kids, they're active with them. They are never disrespectful. Honestly, I've never seen a child disrespect a grandparent, ever. And they want that. And, you know, like the cooking, the knitting, those type of projects that are offered in the school. I have taught kids to knit, and you can't say the girls. The best knitters in the school were the boys. And because it's not a gender-related thing anymore, you don't see anybody knitting. You don't see anybody. Well, you know, not all moms cook. A lot of the dads are cooking. It's not, these things are not gender-related anymore. That's gone. It's and they love to do this because they're creating. And if you say to them, wow, what a nice job you're doing, they feel all about it, you know?
I think it's important, too, that I'm sure the rest will agree with me, that our instructors here was able to project to us her enthusiasm for the subject that she was teaching. cooking.
Yeah,
that's
so important.
Yes. And she was very successful in doing that.
Thank you. Thank you. She's my greatest fan.
So of the people in the room then, how many of you have taken more than one course here so far?
Wow,
that's awesome. Yeah. Five that I counted.
Yeah.
I think, do you realize that, as I understand that our instructors are all volunteer instructors?
Yes.
Yes. But when she used ingredients and we tasted the food, we paid
Cooking, even for a group this size.
So I think the best thing is, and I talked all the way through, discussing all kinds of different meals that I make and how I do it, and try to have one basic thing that we could test try that night. Although we did do the lemon meringue pie, and we did do the chocolate cake with a 7-minute frosting. That was our dessert night. We did do the donuts, the chili night.
And the French toast.
French toast, baked French toast, and we discussed different types of brunch meals and stuff. We touched on so many things a whole while.
Could some of the members here, could they share maybe what was your favorite part of your 6-week session? Like, I know the social is, and listening to her, I can see that that's really a joy. But other things, you know, a favorite recipe or, you know, what keeps you coming back every week?
Give us some tips.
Yes.
One comes to mind.
Put
salt in your water when you're boiling your eggs, and it'll peel easier.
Yes, which is a tip that I got from the last guy who did the cooking course, because he was preparing while I was doing Homer Club, and he says, "Well, you know, I don't know how it got on that, but he said he said it's a farce to put oil in when you boil your spaghetti. It won't do anything because oil and water doesn't mix. But he says one thing: if you put salt in with your eggs when you're boiling, the shell won't stick." But
and you tested it works.
Well, it seems to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, she went along to give tips like that.
Me too. That's you know, you can always learn anything. You know, no matter what you're doing, that's fine.
Yeah, and she made it.
I cook.
Made it look easy.
Receiving high recognition for all their hard work and dedication was Pervana Mladenov, the project manager of Memphremagog Community Learning Center, along with coordinator Mike Davis, who took the opportunity to say, "Really, the power is in our whole team here, because our evening school team was beyond words, much energy, and heroic work." For more information and to find out about other activities going on in your CLC, you are welcome to contact Pervana at 819-238-1285. The next session will be this coming September.